The fight over Social Security is not only about the president's idea to allow workers to invest some of their Social Security taxes in the stock market. The fight is also about the players. No players come under as much fire as the AARP, the seniors' lobby that is leading the fight against the president's approach. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the AARP has been in this position before, only this time the attacks are coming from a different direction.
The AARP says it wants to make changes now to keep Social Security solvent, and it's even in favor of private accounts as a supplement to Social Security. But it's been spending millions of dollars on a hard-hitting lobbying campaign to stop the president's idea of having private accounts inside Social Security. The campaign includes ads like this one.
If you had a problem with the kitchen sink, you wouldn't tear down the entire house. So why dismantle the Social Security system with private accounts when it can be fixed with moderate changes?
AARP itself has become the subject of ads as well. A business coalition called Compass, that's fighting for the president's changes, ran a print ad recently that asked the question, why are AARP's leaders standing in the way of Social Security reform? The ad cited a poll the coalition commissioned that showed 61% of AARP's members believed private retirement accounts are a good idea. AARP's polls, along with most public surveys, show majorities of Americans against private accounts inside Social Security. Derek Max is the executive director of Compass.
If people have the opinion that AARP speaks for all seniors, they have the wrong opinion. It's important for policy leaders to understand that. It's important for seniors to understand that. If you want the seniors' view on Social Security, better to ask seniors than to ask the AARP.
Another group named USA Next, which calls itself the conservative free market alternative to AARP, went much further. It ran an internet ad attacking AARP not on Social Security, but on its supposed support for gay marriage. The ad also said AARP did not support U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Charles Jarvis is the group's president.
AARP is clearly the planet's largest left liberal lobbying organization, and we found, lo and behold, that nearly 40% of AARP's membership consider themselves self-identifying conservatives, traditional value, free market people. We also found that they don't have a clue about the positions that AARP has taken over the last years or decades. And so one of the things that we're really interested in doing is making sure that AARP pays a very high price for taking positions against those people's views.
USA Next got tremendous publicity with its ad against AARP, but the group is not considered a major player in the policy debate about Social Security. Other members of the coalition lobbying for President Bush's changes have disavowed the group's tactics. As for AARP, it's chosen a low-key response. John Rother is the group's policy director.
In a way, though, it is a compliment that they are paying so much attention to us, and we actually have a pretty active relationship with leaders in the business community, and we talk to them and have conversations. So there's no need for them to try to communicate with us through ads. They can certainly pick up the phone any time. But what they're trying to do, of course, is to undermine our public support. And I simply don't think that's going to be effective.
Jeffrey Birnbaum, the author of several books on lobbying, says there's a simple reason AARP is a target. With 35 million members, it's the largest lobbying organization in the country.
The only organization in this country that has more members than it is the Roman Catholic Church. And when it comes to issues that affect its members, no lobby has more influence than AARP. And the reason why all sorts of different organizations are attacking AARP is that if AARP leans one way or the other, that's the direction that the debate on Social Security is likely to go. They're that powerful.
And that's what happened during the last debate about entitlement reform. In 2003, AARP sided with the Republicans and against the Democrats in the fight to pass President Bush's prescription drug benefit for Medicare. Back then, it was Democrats who were attacking AARP's leadership. In 2003, Florida Congressman Bob Wexler said, quote, AARP has sold out America's seniors. What does Congressman Wexler think about AARP's role in today's debate over Social Security?
AARP is playing a very constructive role and demanding of elected officials that no money be diverted from the Social Security Trust Fund. I believe that is a quintessential role that AARP plays. It has a great deal of credibility.
Back in 2003, during the Medicare prescription drug debate, Republicans were singing the praises of AARP. House Speaker Dennis Hastert said, quote, AARP gives you the good housekeeping seal of approval when it comes to seniors' issues. And 2 years ago, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said this when the group endorsed the president's Medicare bill.
The AARP represents the interest of 25 million seniors today. Their sole purpose is to represent the views, the needs, and that's exactly what they have done. They have viewed and examined what is in this bipartisan bill, and they gave it their 100% stamp of approval.
Today, Frist's spokesman says the majority leader is disappointed at how actively AARP has opposed the president on Social Security. And the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, calls AARP incredibly irresponsible. In response, AARP's John Rother says the alternating attacks from the two parties only demonstrate AARP's role as an impartial arbiter.
We've said we're nonpartisan for many years, but now we've proved it. We do take these issues on the merits. We really don't analyze the issue in terms of is it a Democratic agenda or is it a Republican agenda. We're trying to analyze it in terms of what's good for people as they get older in the United States.
Social Security may be just another lobbying fight, like those Jeffrey Birnbaum chronicled in his books The Lobbyists and Showdown at Gucci Gulch. But Birnbaum worries that this time, the ugliness of the battle may make an ultimate compromise harder to achieve.
Lobbying in Washington these days is a real punch-for-punch enterprise. The rhetoric in this case has been especially hot, pivoting from the kinds of accusations that each side is hurling at each other in this will be very difficult given the amount of money, the amount of time, and the amount of effort that each side has spent saying nasty things about the other.
And so far, on the issue of private accounts, neither side is budging. But none of the major players in this fight think there will be a Social Security bill that can pass Congress this year or next without the AARP. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.